they've tried and so far they've failed.
Yes, I mean, it's such a common problem. We just don't realise it. You know, when we all get together and we come together as couples and we think we're going to try for a family, just expect it's going to happen naturally. But one in seven couples need help and go to see the doctors. And about half of the problems arise from the male partner, about 50%. And many of the treatments will involve quite invasive fertility treatments such as IVF, particularly if it's a male-related issue.
So basically the male gets checked for sperm. If it isn't working, for want of a better term, what sort of impact does that have on the psychic of the male who's been tested?
Well, the study that's just been performed, and it looked at a large group of couples coming through, 552 individuals, and they found that about 7 out of 10 men reported that the IVF treatment had a negative impact on them, and that up to 70% felt less masculine after fertility treatment. It's not something that they can talk to their mates about. You know, men cope very differently with infertility compared to women.
But is it only a problem for the guy if the issue surrounds his body, as opposed to it being a problem if there's a difficulty with the female and he has to go along with all the processes?
No, I think that it is a problem per se for all men going through it. Men do cope very differently with the diagnosis of infertility, even if it is related to their wives, because they see their partner having to go through quite complex treatments, and most fertility treatments are directed at the woman, and they may need to have invasive ultrasound scans, injections, as well as an egg collection. And they feel really relatively hopeless and on the side. The only thing they've got to do is produce a sperm sample, which too can be quite stressful.
Yes, when you think about it, that's the only thing really physically the man has to do. The sperm is then tested and indeed used or not used, as the case may be. The woman has about 6 or 7 different procedures to go through.
Yes, absolutely. But it's important that as a clinic that we look at, after the psychological health of the men and women going through treatments. And certainly at IVI UK, what we try and do is encourage the men to attend with their partners, to take part so that they're there when they're scanned, so they know what's going on, to help with their injections, to be there when they have the egg collection and, of course, the embryo transfer, so that they are integrated and feel really part of this treatment process.
And for men where donated sperm is being used, how difficult is that for the guy when he's there with his wife or his partner and the procedures are being carried out, but he knows, well, I don't want to use the wrong terminology, he feels that in some way he has failed, whereas he shouldn't feel like that.
No, he shouldn't feel like that. It's important that they're going through this treatment together. Unfortunately, in some couples, we can't actually help the man with his own sperm, and donor sperm has to be used. But that should be looked on positively for the couple. If they've had appropriate counselling and support throughout the treatment, they're going through a treatment together to have a baby together, and they're going to rear that child together. That whole process, it should be made into a positive experience.
Do men sometimes put the woman under pressure because they try the IVF, they try whatever the fertility procedures are, but in the end it fails? Does the woman feel a failure because of that?
I think it's true that there is a lot of tension within the relationships. Indeed, over 56% of men in the study performed by IVI didn't want to discuss the outcome and the treatment process because they didn't want to put a strain on the relationship and they didn't want to burden their partner with this. So yes, it does cause a lot of emotions. As I mentioned earlier, men find it incredibly difficult to talk to people. Women are very good at speaking to their friends about their issues, but men find it incredibly hard. It's not something that it's not a typical conversation you'll have down the pub over a pint that, you know, we're having a difficulty having a baby, and etc.
So if people are attending, for example, the IVI fertility clinics or any of the other clinics that provide the service, or visiting the consultants via the NHS, do you feel enough consideration is being given to those mental stresses, the counselling to both partners? And I understand that maybe it's easier for me to understand it from a male perspective. I think that's a given. But do we understand generally what those couples are going through? Do the experts give enough consideration to the mental stresses and strains?
I think good clinics like IVI do that. Counselling is offered as a matter of routine to all couples undergoing fertility treatment. And it's important that that support is made readily available and attractive to couples. I mean, again, and going back to the survey, 64% of men wish they'd been given more support at the start of the process. And this was one of the reasons why IVI commissioned and helped to develop a man's guide to fertility treatment, which is readily available on our website, to help them through this process of fertility treatment, to give them a feeling that, yes, they are being supported too.
And we haven't even touched on how expensive it can be. Yes, there are opportunities first out in the hope that the woman will get pregnant. It doesn't always work like that. Some couples put themselves into serious debt in the hope of having that much longed for baby. That's an additional mental stress, isn't it?
100%. And it's a stress that's felt by both partners, that the stress on the woman that she has to achieve. You know, the NHS, unfortunately, the NHS provision for IVF services is not great in the UK, with only 18% offering the full NICE recommendations of three cycles. Most CCGs only offer one cycle of treatment. Imagine the stress going through that procedure, knowing that's your only chance of having a child, that you simply can't afford to pay for the treatments. The treatments, like any aspect of private medicine, are not cheap, with the average price of an IVF cycle around about £5,000. Now, if you're on a low income, that's an incredibly large amount of money to find. And again, adds to the burden of the man and the guilt of the man if he can't provide that finances to help the couple have their fertility treatment and that much-wanted baby.
I'm just very aware of a mom of the future, or a dad of the future, sitting, listening to this, maybe driving in the car, maybe standing in their workplace or whatever, and they're just cocking an ear to listen carefully to what you're saying, and it's reminding them of all the stresses that they've been through. We don't, as society, give enough consideration or enough maybe sympathy to people who can't automatically have children.
I think that's so true. And it is such a real issue, and it affects us all. I mean, a child, you know, positive fertility treatment will have such an impact on the rest of your life. If you think about our society is based around family life. And what do you talk about at dinner parties? You go to a dinner party and you talk about what little Johnny's doing at school. And if you suffer from infertility and you're on the outside of that, and you're excluded, and it's such a shame that we don't provide more help for these couples.
It must be very rewarding for people who work in the fertility circle to see the child come to fruition, hear back from mum that all is well and the baby's been born. That must be very rewarding.
I think we are very lucky working in IVF treatments, and certainly when we've got a very successful service like the IVI service, it's great to see the positives coming through, and the success rate of IVF has increased. I've been working in IVF for 32 years, and when I first started, the chance of having a baby was about 13 out of 100, and now it's over 30 out of 100. It still doesn't sound great, but you have to bear in mind the limitations of our own natural fertility, but it's an awful lot better than it ever used to be.
Well, we'll finish on a positive. Tony Rutherford, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.